Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined at my right-hand side by Kent Steinbach, and we're coming to you from Herb's House, Dallas, Texas. We've got a great study today. Thank you for joining us. We're in Matthew 28, the second half of verse 20. The title of this is All Days, and I want you to see the end of the Great Commission. Jesus says these words. This will be so helpful for you and me today. He said, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." When Jesus says this, what he is telling us, in essence, number one, there's no plan B. It's only plan A, the Great Commission that he's just given us, to go into all the world and make disciples, to baptize them, to teach them all things. We're to do this to the end of the age. So there's no alternate strategy. There's no redefining the church's mission. There's no coming up with a different plan. No. Until the end of the age, we are to keep on keeping on going into the world and making disciples, baptizing them and teaching them. And as we do, Jesus is promising to be with us always. Now, let's just look at this kind of word by word. He says, "And lo," and when he says "lo," the word really means behold or look at this. In other words, we've got to, this must capture our attention. We cannot forget this. "And lo, I am with you always." It's in the present tense, Kent, and no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, the Lord is with us to be everything to us that we need. And he does this by the indwelling Holy Spirit who resides within us. Jesus is promising and pledging to be everything that we need to carry out the Great Commission. Sometimes we read the Great Commission and go, I can't carry this out. I can't do this. Well, that actually is true. You cannot, but Christ in you can. And he will supply all of the grace and all of the wisdom and all of the power and all of the love and all of the endurance that you and I need to carry out the Great Commission. He will go before us and open doors. He will go before us and arrange circumstances. He will go before us and prepare hearts, Kent. He comes alongside of us to encourage us. He comes alongside of us to guide us into the path that he's already prepared for us. He comes along under us to uphold us in this so that we can be propelled forward. So when he says, "I'm with you always," always literally means all the days. And the idea here is not only in good days, but also in bad days. Not only in days where everything's just falling together just right and it seems like doors are opening, he's with us even always when we're running into obstacles, people reject us when we share the gospel. The Lord is just as much with us then as when people actually want to commit their life to Christ. And this is meant to be a huge encouragement to us that through thick and thin, whether we're on the mountaintop or in the valley, the Lord is with us. And so really this all ultimately is on his shoulders. We never really negate our responsibility, but ultimately the success of the Great Commission rests with the Lord. We're to be faithful to carry out this mission of salvation to reach people, but ultimately, really, any fruit that comes from our endeavors really is from the Lord who is with us. So he's working in us as we present the gospel. He's working in others as they would hear the gospel to bring about his perfect plan. So, Kent, I just find the end of verse 20 here to be extraordinarily encouraging. I needed to be reminded of this just even right now, that there should really be a holy boldness about us as we serve the Lord. So, Kent, we need to talk about this, and you always raise great questions.
These are just like, again, we need a long time to look at this. It's just amazing. So, I guess one thing it thinks, we're just a drop in the bucket, our lives.
Yeah.
I guess if we live 75, 80, 90 years, whatever we live, and the Lord is saying he's involved through the end of the age. So how do we compare in that plan? If he is, if the Lord was even before we were born and after we were born, he's involved in all of this. Can you just speak to how we are a part of that plan in maybe a small way?
Well, this is meant to say we are always working in fellowship with Christ and in partnership with Christ.
Right.
We're never on our own. We are never really flying solo. The Lord is always really in the front seat with us, behind the steering wheel, driving our life. And in a sense, we're along for the ride. I think of Hebrews 13, verse 8, which is a great verse. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That no matter where God takes us in life, Christ is with us as really our partner in every circumstance of life, capital P. And he is the one who causes all things to work together for good, to bring it all together.
So I guess what I'm saying is that even for the brief years that are your life or my life, he has weaved us into this entire massive plan of salvation, which is so much beyond us, but should really encourage us that we're part of it, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he is sovereignly wired. When you and I were born, where we were born, who our parents were, what our gender would be, what our temperament would be, our personality, our IQ, our DNA, it's all wired by the Lord. And when we would be converted, when we would come to Christ, what would be the influences that would be brought upon our lives? And so as we're walking with the Lord, he has actually foreordained good works for us to walk in, Ephesians 2:10. And he has not only foreordained those works for us to walk in, he is walking with us to enable us to carry out those good works. It is totally amazing. He's not only the author of this plan, but he is the enabler of us in this plan to carry this out.
Yeah, so how do you say, and just a part B of that, how do we get our brains around? He doesn't need us, but he uses us.
Yeah.
And he's with us, but he doesn't need us. So how is that? How does the Lord, why does he use us?
Well, it just puts his glory on display. It puts his power on display to use such weak people as we are. It puts his wisdom on display to use such confused people as we are. It puts his love on display to use people like us who still wrestle with selfishness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every attribute of God is put on display by using nobodies like you and me to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It all just points back to God and to Christ. If he used people who are as perfect as God is perfect, then God doesn't receive the glory.
That's good.
So God's greatness is showcased.
It's amazing.
In using people like you and me, not many mighty, not many noble are called. God has chosen the base things of the world to confound the wise and the wicked. And you can read about that in 1 Corinthians 1, verses 26 to 28. Consider your calling, brethren, that there are not many mighty, not many noble according to the flesh. So that's the answer, Kent.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And it's amazing that he would even use you and me in a ministry like this. So all glory goes to God.
Yeah.
And He is with us to enable us to carry this out, just like He's with you, my friend, to carry out His purpose and plan for your life. Be encouraged. Thank you for joining us today on Steadfast Hope.